Welcome to the Man Talk 2 podcast. I'm your host, Lee. We got Slick Rick on my side this time. The ladies are not here. They're going to be down and out for a minute. They got some personal stuff they need to take care of. So it's going to be just us two back like OG.
Hey,
back in the day, when we got started up.
We're going to try to find a couple of guests here now.
Yeah, we'll squeeze some folks in here. We'll try and get some folks to come on. If y'all want to come on, feel free. We talking about anything and everything. Look, fellas, I want to know if you're in a committed relationship or you married or what have you. I've been there before. I can honestly speak to this. Why do you have a side chick? What's the purpose of a side chick? Is it to take some of the stress off because your girl ain't doing you right? Is it because your girl ain't your girl? The girl ain't what you thought she was, your main chick? What's going on with this? I want to talk about this just a little bit. I'm not trying to get nobody in trouble. I'm trying to put nobody's business out there. I just want to address it today.
Well, I ain't got no main chick, so I can't have a side chick. But from the people that I do know that have some here and there, it's normally to fill the void on what the significant other ain't doing. You know, like some people wives don't like to get out, you know, they homebodies, I guess you could say. And you know, the little side piece like to get out, have fun. You know, of course, there's only certain places you could take the side piece without being seen like that. But but yeah, you know, they more of the fun person.
And I got a problem with that. Because if you in a like I said earlier, when I first started out, a committed relationship with your girl, and she there for you 110%, she got you down, holding your household together while you out here putting in work or whatever, I would think, would want her to be there to enjoy the good times and the happy times and whatever. Now, let me put an asterisk on that. You knew from Jump Street that she was not that type of girl. Now, all of a sudden, out of the blue, you get a wild hair up your ass. You want to get out and do some shit. I got a problem with that, too. So, I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm trying to make it make sense.
I mean, like I said, if you got you a homebody and you want somebody to get out there and have fun with you and, you know, it's only so much you could beg the person, be like, hey, you know, let's go do this, let's go do that. But, oh, no, I don't want to. You know, I'm more comfortable just sitting in the house. And it's like, really? So would you rather them have the side piece or break up the family?
Or did you compromise when you got with this person? Let's go there.
Is it compromising or is it settling?
Did you compromise? If you knew this person was a homebody or a person that didn't want to get out and they not getting out and that's not their thing, but you got with them anyway, or married them, what have you, did you compromise your standards because you the total opposite of this person? And maybe you thought you was going to draw them in and get them to get out a little bit more. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to make it make sense, because it's not only just that. It could be a bunch of other stuff. We're just going to use this going out thing as a premise for what we're talking about today. I'm just trying to figure out, how is it that you come to forsake your husbandly duties, your household, for a moment, because you got this girl out here that's out there and you like to be out there and y'all hanging out there at certain spots, not all the places you want to go to, unless you going out of town doing stuff like that. Which I know a bunch of people that do that.
You do it right there.
I know a lot of people that do that. They can't do it in the city, so they get outside the city.
Hey, baby, we finna slide to Knoxville for a second. Let's go up there and eat.
Or go to Nashville, or go out to Atlanta, or, you know, fly over to Charlotte. You know, stuff like this. Birmingham, all these little spots you can go to within a few hours' notice and be like, hey, yeah, let's spend a day, or, you know, spend a night or whatever. Come on back the next day or whatever. Because there's some people got it like that, too.
Yep,
yep. They gone for a weekend.
I don't know without how you can do that. I don't know how you could do that when you married, though. I don't know. Like I said, I ain't never been married, but I know I know if all of a sudden I'm trying to spend the weekend away and I don't know.
It's a total network.
I feel like that'd be a red flag for somebody.
That's a huge red flag. And it's a network thing. Because I'm telling you, if you got your boys that you hang out with, your boys ain't going to turn you in. If they your true boys. But, you know, one of your boys in that group might not feel, you know, hey, don't invite me into that. Don't add me into that. Don't have me be a part of that.
I was just about to say that because I'm that guy, especially if it's one of them. Like, Lee, let's just say you married right now. As much as we kick it, I ain't going to say friends because I try not to be friends with people's spouses, but we would be cool. And right. I feel like that would put me in an awkward position if we out here and you just out here cheating around and stuff and be like, bro, you know I see her like 3-4 times a week, bro. Like,
right.
You know, now I'm having to lie.
Right. Let's see, and the thing is, some people had that bro code all the way down to, you know, hey, bro, I got you. No matter what, I got you.
Hey,
sometimes you need to tell or speak on it or talk about it.
One of my niggas, he every now and then I'll get a phone call, hey, bro, and he'll say, what kind of shoes and shirt he had on? And I already know that means if questions get asked, he was with me and he was wearing.
Yeah. Was with me that night, blah, 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 so forth and so on.
And I got a rock with him, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't turn him in.
But wouldn't that put you in a bad light if stuff came out?
It would. But at the end of the day, if they shit didn't work, would I really see her, be friends with her?
Good point. That's a good point. You might not see her. I mean, you might see her in passing, but it'd be like, yeah, that motherfucker right there, cover right. for this cheating ass dude right here.
Be like that lying ass motherfucker.
Yeah, that lying ass motherfucker right there. He out here cheating and shit. Got his boys covering for him.
Be like, girl, that's the nigga that lied for him right there.
Right. I just want to make it make sense. I mean, if like I was saying earlier, if you a person that likes to go out and have fun and talk and communicate with other folks and, you know, all this type of stuff, and your girl or your guy is not that type of person, did you settle?
But sometimes people change, though.
I get that. I'm. It's the whole.
Cause
how can I put it? It's the whole making the effort to get out there and get somebody else as a side piece to fulfill something that you should be having done at the house. But that's the thing for me.
But how long are you supposed to sit at home? And let's just say, and we'll use this for an example because I know this happens all the time. Say you've been together 15 years, married probably like 10, right? All of a sudden, your old lady stopped giving you ass. And you got a big and big and big and big. And then finally, once, twice a month, you get some ass. Well, let's just say once a month, you get some ass.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really wrong for stepping outside the relationship? When you begging and you telling your partner, and hold on, let me finish. You telling your partner, this is what I need. This is what I require. And it's just like, why do I have to beg for ass when if we break up or separate, you just going to instantly give it to the next nigga. You ain't going to make him beg for it. You going to give it to him. So, you know, I don't want to leave because I don't want to break up the family. But so do I leave and break up the family or do I step out, have me a little side piece to where, hey, you don't want to get no ass. I got somebody that's fucking me. And we both cool.
So, and let me address that going backwards. So just say that is the case. Be it male or female, I would think, and it's just me. I've grown a little bit since all my shit that happened in my past life. I would think that you would want to sit down or talk about it in passing. You know that statement that when women come to me and be like, hey, we need to talk, that feeling you get in your stomach, like,
that gut,
yeah, I done fucked
baby,
up something.
Baby,
yeah, something going on. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. What I done did.
That, yeah. That conversation needs to be had, I would think. And to find out, boil it down to find out what the reason why she don't want to do nothing or why he don't want to do nothing. Or what's preventing them from doing whatever. It could be something medical. It could be something mental. It could be something, you know, that they ain't shared with you yet. I would think.
But if
on y'all, if they just being a fucking asshole because they trying to put you through hell, and that's a whole nother story.
But if y'all married, you would think you would know everything that's going on with that person.
You know, everybody don't talk now. Come on. Everybody don't talk in the marriage. That's why we got so many damn divorces now. Everybody don't talk. They hold shit in and wait till the last minute and blow up and be like, yeah, I've been feeling this way for the last 10 years and da-da-da and da-da-da. You know, that's been going on for a while, too, because there's a lot of them out there that be doing that, too. They be coming to irreconcilable differences when it comes to the lawyers and all that shit because they didn't talk it out or hash it out before they got to the lawyer.
That's what women use when they not happy. That's the first thing they say right. On divorce.
Right.
Because we know, like, what is it, like 85% of divorces are initiated by the women.
Initiated by women. That is true. You know, women have had enough.
And irreconcilable differences is the majority of the reason. And that just really means that they not happy.
Right. Right. And they ain't talking about it. And that's the part that I'm trying to get around to these folks to explain to them, hey, look, talk to your mate. Find out what's going on before they step out on you and do this whole side chick, side dude type shit. Now I know women make jokes about this, about having five or six dudes. Everybody got their spot. The go out to eat dude, the fix the house dude.
That ain't no joke. That's for real.
You know, the smash me dude. All these roles, and they trying to put all these roles into one guy, and it ain't working because all of them end up catching feelings because they've been around this chick for so long. I think men do it too, but it's not to that point where they actually putting them in categories. You know, they like saying, they're not saying, oh, this is my girl I go out with and hang out with. Oh, this is the girl I just smash only. This is my fix it girl. This is my, you know, they. We don't do that type shit.
I mean, because let's be honest, most of the time, so women, man, they finna sound fucked up. Y'all don't get me, but women have more time to date around like that. Men, we work two jobs most of the time to survive. So we work in two jobs, so we only got time really to date one, maybe two, whereas women can have four, five. Like, they got their Monday, their Wednesday, their Thursday. And then you got your weekend guy. If you the weekend guy, just know you the favorite. So your position is a little higher. I've been the weekend guy. I know. I've been the weekend guy. I knew I was her favorite.
I've been all of the categories above. The fix-it guy.
I've been the sneaky link. I don't do the fix-it.
The sneaky link guy. I've been the let's go out to eat guy. I've been the whatever, all the categories of the guy. I've been that guy, it's not fun.
I don't do the fix it shit. I mean, I can, but I don't do it unless like I like you, because you're not finna use me. After a couple of dinners, if I ain't got none, then we ain't doing dinners no more.
because
let's just be honest, you're not finna use me just to eat either. And
right.
You know, I've been the weekend guy, which means I was her favorite, which means I was smashing her. We was going out to eat. We was doing other dudes was taking her out, trying to take my spot. Whether she was smashing them or not, hey, that's none of my concern because she wasn't my girlfriend.
So she was your side piece.
No, you was her side piece. We were dating. We were dating. She wasn't in a serious relationship.
Okay, like, so she just out there.
Yeah, she wasn't in a relationship at all. So she was dating like how you're supposed to date. She was, you know, me, and I know there was one or maybe two other guys that I happened to find out about like afterwards. But I was the weekend guy. She was with me Friday, Saturday, Sundays. So I knew I was the favorite. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
The other guys had to work their time in around. They had to get in where they fit in.
I'm just trying to figure out how is it okay for a side chick or a side dude to be a part of a marriage or a committed relationship. And here's my thing, and maybe it's just me. Most people that have side chicks and side dudes, they don't tell the significant other that they got them.
Hell no. Nah, why would you?
I mean, if you having issues and problems in your relationship, and this is, I'm going to call it therapy.
Yeah,
well, you out here getting help. You getting help and you getting, you know, whatever you need done because your significant other ain't doing it. I mean, why wouldn't that person know about it? What's so wrong about telling it then if that's going to be the case?
Oh, yeah.
Why like, should there be a topic of like a category for side chick when they actually helping you out with whatever you need done because the other person ain't doing it?
Be like, hey, baby, I'm going out here with Stephanie tonight. Is she just supposed right. to be okay with it?
I mean, it would save a whole lot of headache. It would save a whole lot of drama. It would save a whole lot of people getting shot, killed, stabbed, and beat up, and cars tore up, and windows broke out, and
divorces
and all
this,
that type shit.
A lot of higher value people, do have those type of relationships. You know, it's the shit that you see whenever, you know, the kids are finally grown and then a couple get divorced and they be like, yeah, we knew it was over for about 10 years. We just try to make it work for the kids. They have an arrangement. You can do what you do. I do what I do. No outside kids and no diseases. And then when the kids get grown, they kind of, yeah, me either, because I'm not sharing my woman with nobody.
Correct.
Fuck that. Like.
But evidently, they like you said earlier, they've been done for 10 years, so they done checked out 10 years ago, so they just two roommates.
Pretty much, and they staying together for the kids. It's right. them.
Which I call bullshit on. I just want you to know that.
I see both sides of it. I do. You know, as long as you're not doing, now if it's bad enough to where you sitting there arguing in front of the kids and shit like that, then yeah, but if y'all have that mutual understanding, this is what it is, we're not arguing in front of the kids, and y'all can make it work. Because what kids don't want to see their parents in the same household together? As a man, it killed me whenever I couldn't see my kids every single day.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, I ain't going to say I couldn't see them every day, because, I mean, I could go over there and see them every day if I want to, but not being in the same house, not waking up with them, you know, all that shit. So,
but is that worth your happiness, though? Your peace? Is it worth happiness and peace to sit there for 10 plus years, or 15 or 20, just to put up a facade for your kids? And I'm sure they already know what's going on too, because they stand in the house that they stand in too. They see all of the his milk, her milk, you know, simple shit like that. Is it worth your peace and happiness to be with somebody that you don't want to be with? I know we're going left on this subject, but
no. I mean, it all ties in together.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth it. I'm not saying go out here and just end it right then and there, but, you know, go through all the steps necessary before you actually call it a day. Get the counseling, do the work, find out if that's really going to be you. Like you said, 10 years down the line, if y'all still going to be good to go. And
that's the problem.
Also, Rick, I'm glad you said that, because some people just stop trying to make it work.
Mm. And, you know, people look at marriage as the end goal, when that shit's really just the beginning.
Right.
Like yeah, the marriage is the end when it comes to dating and relation, you know, committed relationship, but it's just the beginning of your life with that person,
right? That, like, you chose to be with.
Like, that shit take work. Every person I know that's in a successful marriage says it's work every fucking day.
Yeah,
but especially if you're in a long marriage, because let's be real, I'm not the same person I was 5 years ago. Nope. Hell, 2 years ago, let alone 5 or 10.
Correct.
So imagine if I was with somebody, that person's not going to be the same person. I got to learn them. Right. And a lot of times, I think that's where the side chick come into play, because it's like, oh, you're not the same person I was with. I'm looking for that person. I'm looking for that fun person. Well, motherfucker, we not 22 no more. We 35.
Right.
You know right? what I'm
saying? We got responsibilities. Like, we got bills. We got stuff. We got retirement. We got house notes to pay off. We got cars to pay off. We got all this shit going on that you didn't do 5-10 years ago.
And how do you find time as a married person? And, you know, I ain't going to say no names, but, you know, our good friend just told us about somebody he knows, you know, had somebody in that, and, you know, the wife found out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like one of my questions is, how do you have time? I mean, between a wife and kids, especially if your kids are in sports. Lee, did your kids do sports coming up?
No,
they didn't. Man, hey, no. One. Well, I can't even call him mine, but my daughter, older brother, like, I took him to all his basketball games. I was the coach. I coached the team and all that shit. And it's just like, shit, between working 45, 50 hours a week, practices with him, games with him, it was like shit, how do you have time to cheat?
Well, let me change that. My daughter was in basketball, but we was already divorced and whatever. So I made you have to make time.
But you have to for that, yeah, I'm just saying, like, if you got kids, a wife, kids that's in sports, and even if you married, you still going to have the occasional date night here and there. So even if y'all don't do a lot of shit, you're going to have at least one date night a month. Let's just be real. So how do you have time
If I was y'all, I would do it once a week.
Depending on finances.
Set aside one date night a week. That way, it'll keep it fresh, keep it moving, and you can actually sit there and talk. And like you said, Rick, like we in the previous podcast, you have your 1 hour vent time. Get all this shit out for the week or whatever. Y'all have fun. Talk about it. Get it on out the way. Talk about house stuff. And then call it a day and just be just there. Date night. It can be something like you saying. It's something just chill out. Hang like, out. Have here, a few drinks.
Here you go to River Park and just sit by the water. Walk around.
Correct.
That shit's so fucking simple. Relaxing.
Right. So, yeah. Do that. Don't let life stretch you out to the point that you got to be out here searching for something else outside of your household that ain't going to end up good anyway. Because I'm telling you, I know you ain't, whoever you are, you ain't telling your significant other that you done found somebody out here that can take her place or his place with the fun department and or whatever. Or sharing information or telling feelings and all that old type shit.
Hey, Lee,
it will get you swole up.
I blame these little scallywags cause you know, it's so hard to find a woman when you single, but when you marry, boy, they be jumping out the gym for your ass.
Bro, I did an experiment. I took my wedding band and put it on for like a month.
Oh, man. I
put on the facade that I was married.
So much fucking play coming your way.
Bruh. These women out here are treacherous.
Bro, I was in a room one time. It was five women. One of them was my cousin. That's how I ended up being in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them married. Two of them in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
None of them with their baby daddies. But all five of them was talking about how they were still fucking their baby daddy.
Yeah.
And three of them married. But they say us men are the ones that, you know, be out there and we be doing wrong.
Bruh, come on now. Everybody's human. Everybody had them feelings. Everybody had their conversations. Everybody talking about it. It's just the point that some people talk about it out openly and some people don't. That's all it is. And what's funny to me is us men, I'm going to say this, and hopefully I won't get beat up too bad about it. We think women don't talk about shit like that.
Shit.
Some men do. They think that women don't talk about shit like that. They don't talk about another dude blowing their back out and getting them back shots and or curling their toes up and, you know, eyes rolling the back of their head. They don't think like that. They think because they doing it all themselves. They don't think, oh, my woman won't be doing that. My woman don't think like that. My woman don't blah, blah, blah.
I've got so many good friends that are women, and I've got so many female cousins. My grandmama had 13 kids, so. You know, and all of us have kids now. So I've got so many women cousins that allow me that puts me in the room in during some of those conversations.
And they treacherous.
Yeah.
They, I mean,
yeah.
they just raw dog, like just like we, like men in a barbershop be talking about ass and titties and clubs and strip clubs and all. Them women be doing the same thing, man.
Be married, fucking this dude, and he fucking raw and
right. If I was him or if I was her, I'd be doing this and I'd be dropping it off the chandelier and all this old type shit. They in it. Don't be fooled by these timid women out here.
And that shit be having me scared of that shit have me scared of a relationship. Just
what
because
you scared of?
Being around them conversations, because when I love hard. And I ain't trying to be in one of them situations, man. I've already done been there, you know. I've already done motherfucker done canoed me for my gamers out there. You know what I'm saying? I done had the heart ripped out and motherfucking crushed once. You know what I'm saying? like motherfucker said, come here.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to have that shit again, bro. Like, I mean, that shit.
You choose wisely. Yeah. You like you said earlier, we don't know how to date, so date until you figure it out. And if that person checks 7 out of 10, I take a gamble on it. Couldn't hurt.
And I have been an inbox killer here lately.
So I mean, you do what you do. I mean, like I said, it never. My thing now, since I've had all this stuff going on in my life recently with this whole sickness and illness or whatever, take life by the horns. Take a risk. Don't be scared to take a risk. If it ain't killing you, you're good to go. That's just life. If it ain't killing you, if you ain't gonna come back from it and try it again or get the chance to do something else, you good to go. That's been my mindset since 2018. I mean, because you only got one life. You got to experience it. I would hope that everybody would find somebody to experience it with and enjoy it. But, you know,
I ain't gonna lie,
I'm never scared of getting with somebody. I'm never scared of
watching your ass taught me how to learn how to enjoy life without needing somebody to be there. Because before that, it was like, man, I can't go to no movie by myself. I can't sit in a restaurant by myself. I can't do this by myself. And then seeing your ass, oh, shit, I'm here having fun, and I'm here having fun. I'm there having fun. Like, shit.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't have that one person
hold you back.
Let me go have fun. My dog is out here living life. Let me learn how to live life. I'm 40. I ain't got too much of it. I'm on the back end of life, you know, or hopefully I'm at the midway point. Let me say it that way. Hopefully I'm at the midway to back end. You know, I'm not at the front end no more. So, you know, got to live life and enjoy it.
Got to live life, man. Can't be scared to live life. That's out for me. Them days are gone. I was just like you. I can't go out here and eat by myself and drink by myself. That's why they got damn bars.
Hey, I've met so many cool ass females that I ain't even shoot my shot at. I be at the bar, they be at the bar, and they initiate conversation or I initiate, and it just be conversation, not even shooting a shot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just, hey, you know, last time I was at the you've been to 618, because I think we went to get one time. I was up in there one time by myself because I was going to film some stuff. But I was like, shit, let me get here a little early and eat something real quick because I had worked all day. Get there, sit at the bar. I'm eating. Text my guy like, hey, whenever you slide through, holler at me. I'm going to be at the bar. He's like, all right, cool. I'm sitting there. Lady from out of town. She was from Huntsville, of all places, Huntsville. And she initiated a conversation, and we sat there talking, you know, talking about the music and shit like that. I'm like, this is cool.
You out? You have an innocent conversation? You ain't got no expectations from this person? You ain't, you know, person you just met? Could have been a network thing.
Yeah.
It could have been anything. Or it could have been just like you said, friendly conversation, and call it a day. I mean, I guess we as men got to get out of that mindset that every woman is out here going to be smashable. I don't know if every man has that concept of what's going on, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
So I like I said, I'm putting down side chicks. I'm putting down side chicks and I'm putting down side dudes. It's a no-go for me. I understand it, but I don't understand it because, like I said earlier, you should have enough gumption and galls and balls to talk to your person and say, hey, look, this is me. You can hang out with me or you choose to be not without me or whatever. I would imagine that the person that you chose to be your significant other, be they boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, that they will be out there with you enjoying some of that fun or trips that y'all, that he be going or she be going out on the weekends and all that type shit. Make it fun. Be glad to see your person when they get in. We was talking about this earlier on the last one, Rick. We was talking about the how do you prioritize your mate. Mm-hmm. We talked about that just a hair. And I would think, like I was saying last time, I would think the husband would put his wife above kids, work, job, and all that other stuff. Just like the wife would put the husband before the kids, wife, kids, job, and whatever else they got going on too.
You want me to go there real quick? Because
it's important.
A lot of women won't because they feel like their kids are normally not by that man.
It don't matter.
So they feel like their kids come first when that's not true. Your husband should always come first. You as a woman take care of your husband. Your husband as a man take care of his woman. And the kids have to be taken care of.
Right. And I know a lot of y'all done heard this on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, but you know, hey, if you are pointing to your guy or your girl and they doing the same to you, there ain't gonna be no side pieces because you ain't gonna have time. You're gonna be so into what can I do for her or what she can do for me, or blah blah blah. You ain't gonna have time to be out there looking elsewhere. I'm trying to get rid of the side pieces because the side pieces are a distraction from what's really going on in the marriage or within the relationship. Because y'all could be great.
And the problem is a lot of people don't want to go to, especially marriage counseling, because it comes off as, without saying names and giving away too much information, I know someone that, you know, they went to marriage counseling.
Mm-hmm.
So the issues that was being had that the guy had was valid. Well, the woman ended up not liking that therapist because she felt like the therapist was taking the man's side. But the problem was, it wasn't that the therapist was taking sides. It was the therapist was saying, hey, you got to take accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are valid points that your husband is making. But the woman took it as the therapist
they ganging up on
sides.
Them. Yeah.
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 So, you know, and we all know one of the major things that women have problems doing is taking accountability.
Well, let me interject something real quick. And maybe to help this person out if they watch this podcast. Let your wife or whoever your girlfriend or whoever this is going through counseling, pick the counselor. Just let them say, hey, look, we need to go to therapy. I want you to pick the therapist.
Go in there with the same issues.
Go in there and say whatever you're going to say with this other counselor and see what happens. If the counselor say the same thing as the last counselor, then you know for a fact, hey, bitch.
You the problem.
You the goddamn problem. Right. But now, if he did it, if the dude picked the counselor or whatever, then I might somewhat agree with it. I don't know.
My thing is, I
would put it all on them to say, hey, look, you chose a counselor. They told you what this dude said. It's the same thing. So now what?
But most of us don't know, like, let's just be honest. Where we come from, we don't know a lot of therapists. So it ain't like this person had a previous relationship with this therapist before they went to even see him.
I agree. But I'm saying you can still shop around.
Yeah, you can.
If you feel that confident that they are beating up on you and ganging up on you, you ain't got to go back to that counselor. Go find you one tell them what's going on. Y'all could have a session. And if, like I said, if this new counselor say, hey.
Bitch, you the problem.
Yeah, you the problem. you might want to check start investing in yourself. Which you already made the first step when you went to counseling. So invest in yourself. Make yourself better. And stop being so damn defensive. So you're going for help.
If you were with someone and mm-hmm. say they didn't want to do the counseling, mm-hmm. but they weren't meeting your needs. So us men are simple. We're simple creatures.
Yeah.
Spend time with us and fuck us. That's really all we need from a mate. That's all we need from our woman is spend time with us, fuck us.
And be a cheerleader.
Yeah, yeah. And support the fuck out of me. If they wasn't doing that, would you leave? And just say y'all have young kids, say 12 and 13. Would you leave or you got this little fun girl over here that's shooting a shot? Because like you said with your experiment, you know the wedding ring brings the fun girls to you.
True. So in that case,
if your person was meeting your needs except for everything but sexually and spending time with you, would you stay and entertain the fun girl to keep your family together, or would you leave?
I would, like I said, now that I've looked back and lived life a little bit, I would actually have that conversation. What the fuck is going on with you that we can't have intimacy in our marriage?
Let's just say her response is, well, you know, you cheated 5 years ago, so, you know, the trust is still not there yet. And it's been 5 years.
Okay, and I'll tell you what we're going to talk about next week. We're going to talk about forgiveness next week, and this goes right into that. She ain't forgave that dude for what happened 5 years ago. She's still holding on to that. She don't know how to forgive. She don't know when to let it go. She don't know. She ain't done nothing about forgiving. She just said they good and went on. They haven't addressed that issue. That's what it sounds like to me. He probably said, baby, I'm sorry. She was like, yeah, I know. He said, I ain't going to do it again. She said, yeah, I know. You know, the usual baseline type answers without actually delving to. Because here's the thing. She hurt. She hurt real bad. She's hurt. And they haven't addressed that issue as to why he went out and cheated on her. That conversation ain't never been had.
But what
I can bet you that.
But what most don't realize is, and this is a situation I experienced personally. Mm-hmm. You know, you could sit there and beg somebody, like, look, I just need time. Not even sex. I just need time. Like, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. We always want sex, but I need time. And then you're not giving that to me. But the minute we separate for a minute, or we split up for, you know, 2 months, you already, like, shit, within 2 days, you already got a nigga blowing your back out. And it's like, damn, all I wanted was time and fucking sex, and it was a whole fucking issue with me getting that, but yet you just give it to this motherfucker freely. How am I supposed to feel?
There's no expectations behind that. There's none. There's no expectations behind her getting her back blown out by some random dude that she met. She ain't got to stay with him. She ain't got to live with him. He ain't got to provide for her. He ain't got to do shit for her. He just there just to knock her off and call her today. There's nothing else behind that. There's no papers involved. There's no commitment involved. There's nothing involved.
But shit,
that's why that's so easy.
Me as your man, I'm trying to blow you back out too, and I got to fight.
True.
I got to fight to even try to get that.
But like I said, if we talking about the same situation as before, mm-hmm. she don't trust that dude. She don't trust him. She has no trust. Once he went and stepped out, got caught up, caught old girl with him, or however it went down, that trust is gone.
Motherfucker told on himself.
And she don't trust him no more. That trust hasn't been built for the last 5 years. The problem has been addressed. None of that stuff has been resolved. So her counter motive is, you know what? I ain't got to fuck him because he going to go out here and get somebody else anyway. Why should I put myself through that being with him and degrading myself with him and thinking he thinking I'm just a piece of meat, blah, blah, blah. All that shit come into play.
And the crazy part about it is she never caught him cheating. She never caught him. He told on himself.
I mean.
Because he felt guilty. I was like, boy, I would have took that shit to the fucking grave.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
Don't get me wrong. My conscience is a motherfucker, but I would have took that shit to the grave.
Not if it's going to fuck up your household. No.
I wouldn't have told on me.
No. But the thing is, you also, once again, have to deal with the reason why, in the first place, he went out and started cheating on her.
And that's what most people, whether man or woman, I'm...
Right. Man or woman, it don't matter. I'm just saying.
That's what most people don't want to deal with is why. Was it something I did or did not do? Is there something I could have or could not have done that would have caused you to not do that?
Right. Am I not doing it enough? Am I doing it too much? Am I, you know, so, is it spur of the moment? Is it scheduled? Is it, you know, it could be a whole bunch of stuff going on.
And we know a lot of times women will stay with men after men cheat. We'll say once because habitual cheating is just like,
yeah, that's a wrap.
I don't understand that.
You don't get no habitual cheaters.
But let's just say it happened once, right? We know women, I'm not going to say forget, but they'll forgive or look past. Would you be able to stay with a woman if she cheated one time?
Once?
Yeah, one time.
Yeah, but we gonna talk. We gonna talk in depth. We gonna talk to the point that subject is gonna be a dead beat horse.
I don't know if I could, Lee, because women cheat men cheat because like, oh, she's sexy, she fine, she got a fat ass. We want to fuck. Women cheat based off emotions. He made her feel good.
True.
He made her feel good. And it's like, once the feelings is, can you really turn that shit off?
You can. It's going to take a minute. It's like going cold turkey. You're just going to have to shut it off and be like, hey, I'm done. But I could do it once. But I'm gonna be like old girl that's in that situation you talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to find out what's going on. I want to find out what's the reason why. I want to find out what I'm not doing. I want to find out if I'm doing too much, if I'm giving too much, if I'm giving too little, if my hip ain't going in the right way, if my leg is beating up your knee. You know, I want to know, so I won't be doing that no more. So she won't be going out here trying to find the side dude to take my spot. Now, if she's been out there in them streets and she still trying to get out there in them streets and blah, 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 then nah, bitch, you ain't. I got nothing for you. But, yeah, people, and that's a part of closure, too. They want to know why, so they won't be able to have to do that shit again or piss somebody off and, you know, whatever. So I will give you the benefit of the doubt once. But after that,
you got one time.
You got one time. I get one time, I would think. Like you said, women give men sometimes one time to get their shit right, and they survive it. I would give out one time. But if she's just jumping from bed to bed, man to man, because she see this person doing better than me, or this person paying her more attention than me and blah, 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 and she not telling me all the shit that she need and want from me, then we going to have a problem. So I'm telling all y'all, get rid of the side pieces because they doing damage to your marriage and your relationship.
Some of them are saving it.
Hey, yeah, it could be saving some that. Too, to be
look,
honest.
Look, that's the Ciroc talking. That's the Ciroc talking.
I mean, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out. Maybe it's not for me to figure out. I just don't. Now I understand it, but I don't understand it. What's the purpose of having a side piece if it ain't been discussed between the two and both agreed on? Why you got to do it in hiding? if your husband or your wife telling you, hey, look, I'm not doing this for you. I can't fulfill this for you, blah, blah, blah. You need to go out there and get you a woman or a man and they can do blah, blah, blah. Then, yeah, I get that. But you slipping and sliding and dipping and dying and can't go out with the person you hanging out with and all that. Yeah, come on, man. That shit get old. At least I would think it would get old. I mean, it'd be adrenaline rush for like the first month or so because you being covert about all the shit you doing. But it starts to get a little crazy when you have to look around your shoulder, your back, and turn your neck and find out, you know, this person discovered you out here sitting with somebody multiple times and that ain't your husband, or your wife, or your girlfriend, or boyfriend. It starts to get a little, it starts to wear on you mentally, I would think. I could be wrong, but it is what it is. But, you know, tell them bitches to go on about their business, man. Get their own man. Or the men.
You little hussies.
Yeah. You bitches out of here. Fuck out of here. Y'all fucking up my marriage. Or my boyfriend, girlfriend thing.
I mean and technically, if it's boyfriend, girlfriend, it's not really side piece. Cause
I mean, if you commit it, yeah, it is. If you're in a monogamous relationship with one person, and you going out here sliding through on another chick or another dude,
I mean, but you know how I feel about fucking long-ass relationships anyways. Y'all motherfuckers be five, 10-year boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, this nigga really, y'all should be married after a year and a half. Like, come on, let's be for real.
I totally agree. If you spending all this time with this person, y'all hanging out and doing everything and, you know, you should be married. You should be building a life.
That's something we need to talk about, marriage versus relationships. Like, because people don't see the benefit in marriage.
I agree. We'll bring that up in the next couple of weeks too. See what kind of response we get. Marriage versus relationships.
There are certain benefits you get. And since we're going to talk about that, so I ain't even going to bring all that shit up now.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it right now. We just going to, you know, tell you what's coming up in the future, in the near future. So yeah, man, I let me tell you what got me thinking about this whole side chick thing. So I saw this little video on Facebook about Whitney Houston possibly being a side chick.
Who was that?
Song, Saving All My Love for
yeah,
You.
Yeah.
You saw that shit?
Yep.
I was like, man.
Hey, but when you break down the lyrics though, and I ain't saying she was a side chick, but whoever wrote that song, it was. That was like a side chick anthem when you break. Because after I seen it, I went back and listened and broke the lyrics down. I was like, damn,
I listened
they
to it
right.
Today. It was on my just random playlist when I was in here cleaning up or whatever. And I had seen the video earlier. And then I started listening to the song when it popped up on the random playlist. And I'm like, wait a minute. And the funny thing is, it's two dudes that wrote the song.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't a female song. It's two dudes that wrote the song.
Yeah.
So I guess they're giving it from their male perspective. They running down. They might be the side dude trying to get that old girl.
Hey, I've been a side dude before.
I have too, but shit.
I used to tell everybody shit. I had all the benefits without the responsibility.
Because
I ain't had to take her out to eat because she wasn't trying to be seen. I just go in, blow it back out, you know, chill with her, blow it back out, and I'll let you later.
Yeah, a few hours, call it a day.
Yeah. A
few hours, call it a day.
And shit, I mean, I was so busy, it was cool for me because I was too busy for a relationship.
Understandable. I was just being hard-headed, that's all I was. I ain't gonna even lie.
Hey, it's one out there now, boy. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
On that note,
and on that note,
that's because that ain't the Ciroc.
You better wrap this thing on up, man. Yeah.
Or hold on.
Look,
the Ciroc ain't talking to me. The Ciroc finna have me talking.
Right. Right. Yeah. On that note, we're gonna call it a day, man. Hey, so listen, be that person's person. If you need counseling, go get counseling. If you
don't, if let nobody make you feel ashamed or embarrassed or any of that shit for getting help. We would rather you get help than go shoot up a post office or your job or a school or anybody.
Or kill your significant other.
Or yourself.
Or yourself, for that matter. Yeah, let's not do that. Go get the
somebody
help.
Somebody needs you. Somebody needs you.
Yep. Be that guy. Don't be ashamed to get help. On that note, we're going to holler at y'all. Y'all be good. Be safe. We'll see y'all next Thursday. Peace.